Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, Stephanie Joy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, you can also go over to our Facebook account, which is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I just wanted to let you know, one of the reasons that I stay in contrast to what you hear, standing in direct contradiction of what the state-controlled media, namely, again, through the state-controlled media conservatives, they call themselves, and the bone that they're giving you and they're feeding you, and the information that they're feeding you or giving you the scraps off the table through debate, as they gut the Constitution through debate, as they gut everything that we are as Americans in this country by putting up individuals in government. In other words, let me say it this way. Those in government that have been there for 20 and 30 years and some newcomers, and I'm going to highlight that in just a moment, they do what they do, and the conservatives, what they do is they throw it out there as if it's legal for those that represent we the people to actually violate constitutional law. No, we're all ruled by law in this country, and the reason I stay the course on that is because it's vitally important for this country right now to understand that you are in trouble. You're in a lot of trouble in this country, friends. Over the last couple hours, I've been watching Clinton Chronicles. I've been sharing that with you on a nationwide basis, international-wide basis, concerning the corruption, concerning Hillary Clinton and her husband. And, folks, it is just incredible to me. And then after I get done watching that, I come over here and start seeing what's going on across the nation again and taking it from God's perspective rather than man's perspective. And I see that today they confirmed Loretta Lynch as Attorney General after a long delay. And when I'm saying you're in trouble, friends, I'm telling you, you are in trouble. You just exchanged one tyranny for another tyranny. It's been said of Loretta Lynch that she is Eric Holder with a skirt. And for some reason, that's tongue-in-cheek. That's humor to these people. But the fact of the matter is, for those that are laughing, I do want you to understand that the joke is on you, America, for your toleration of corruption in government. And as I said, I stand in contrast to what you're being taught on a daily basis in this country. Instead of magnifying the crimes of those that serve we the people, I'm telling you, the law, America, to magnify the law against their crimes. If you think things were bad in the 90s under Bill Clinton, and folks, when you watch Clinton Chronicles, the crime is incredible. It is incredible. And going back even to the connection between them and the Bushes to where we're at today, and now we see that the state-controlled media is getting behind Hillary Clinton along again with the conservatives, trying to legitimize her candidacy to put her in the place of power. Folks, you're asking for it. You are literally asking for it. And I want to go over to Leviticus 26 again because I want people to understand that when you look at Leviticus 26, when you look at Deuteronomy 28, you can see exactly verbatim as to where America is today. When the Lord said in Leviticus 26, he said, if you would all despise my statutes and or my judgments, and you abhor my judgments so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, this is what he said, I will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. Is that what's going on? Consumption, the burning og, that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemy shall eat it. And he said in verse 17, Leviticus 26, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you. In other words, they will rule over you. And you shall flee when none pursueth you. And then he goes on in verse 18, he said, if you will not for all of this listen carefully unto me, he said, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. Folks, I want you to know that that's the turning point right now. You're now in the position where you're going to be punished seven times more for your sins because of what you tolerate. And I wish so bad I could say that we're talking about a third world country today, friends. But when you know the corruption of this administration, stacking federal positions, governmental positions in all areas throughout the United States of America, and the American people stand back and allot their government that sees the corruption, but they continuously go along to get along, and they add insult to injury like they just did again here with Loretta Lynch, friends, you know that at this point, you're in trouble. In America, I want to say this, and I'm the last one to tell you this, but unless you bring forth judgment in this country, you're going down. Folks, you are simply going the wrong direction. And that's exactly where America is today. And again, just keep in mind, if you thought things were bad in the 80s and in the 90s, oh, just put your seatbelt on, friends. It's going to get a lot worse. And not because corruption thinks that they're going to get away with more, but God said that he was going to bring forth the judgments seven times more than what you've seen in the past. Oh, my friends, things are going to get worse because America at this point is daring the justice of God by tolerating the crimes of those that serve we the people. And we the people need to understand we cannot blame anybody else for what we are tolerating. We are watching these crime syndicates operate in not in disguise, not covert-like, not stealth-like, but in the light of day. We know their crimes, but the American people refuse to deal with corruption in their government. And do you think such a people should deserve mercy from a just and a holy God? I say, you have got to be kidding me. You have to be crazy to think that God is just going to wink at what's going on in this country, folks. You have to start speaking forth, friends, the prophetic in this country. Because it's beyond the American people knowing what's going on. It's beyond the people in this country saying, you know, with their excuses, there's nothing we can do about it. And there is a whole lot you can do about it. And as I've said in the past, friends, it's not that you don't know what to do about it. It's that you don't want to do anything about it. Because if you did, this wouldn't have just taken place in your country. Folks, we're going to come back right after this. We're going to get our friend from Diesel Tech owner Brian Clawitter, who took a stand last week and said that immoral behavior would not be tolerated at his place of business. We want to ask him, what are you talking about, Brian? We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Obviously, you know, we're doing live radio right now, and I was just talking about during the first segment how Loretta Lynch was just confirmed as the next AG. You've exchanged tyrants for tyrants. We see how the state-controlled media is attempting to put up Hillary Clinton. And when you look at what Barack Hussein Obama has done concerning, well, who he's done it with concerning this administration, do understand that this is the Clintons' administration tried and true in their crimes against we the people. And if you think that they're a puppy to be played with and you want to just keep petting this puppy and act like it's your friend, why don't you go ahead and look at Clinton Chronicles? And then you'll begin to see the links between the Clintons and the Bushes and the drug running in MENA, Arkansas, the dead bodies they have sprawled across their administration. And I'm talking about the Clintons even back during the 90s when he was the governor, and the kids that were killed because they seen what they shouldn't have seen, the adultery, the absolute corrupt politics, the control. Incredible. It's pure evil, and that's really what it comes down to. And friends, until we start calling it for what it is, nothing's going to change in this country. And, you know, even during the break, just to be quite honest with you, I'm sitting here saying, you know, Lord, I'm not one to offer hopelessness to the people. You know that, because I know where my eyes are fixed. They're fixed on the author and the finisher of my faith. But when I see the crimes being exposed the way that they're being exposed for what they are, and the American people play, you know, they stand down and play stupid in the face of the crimes, you got to kind of stand back and understand when the Lord told Jeremiah, don't even pray for this people anymore. And Steph, you had brought up a point. If you want to share that, please do.
Yeah, basically the fact that the Bible talks about how women will rule over you. If you've noticed, with all these appointees by Barack Obama, you've got, you know, Sonia Sotomayor, you've got Alina Kagan.
She's an internationalist. She's a radical lesbian.
All these justices that he's appointed, they have all been women. Then you look at Valerie Jarrett, who is the senior advisor, another woman. You look at, you know, just
his Secretary of State.
Yeah,
that
Hillary
they're
Clinton.
So opposed to each other that they're working together in their crimes against we the people. people,
right.
And she's still there. But the American people, you didn't figure that out when they were playing their little WWF at its very worst when they were attempting to run against each other. But isn't it interesting that they're both in the same government working against the people today? And now all of a sudden we had the Clintons, we had that administration. Now again, as I said, we have Barack Hussein Obama with the Clinton administration, tried and true in their crimes. And now they want to put Hillary back into place. Why not?
And hey, the new
attorney
general.
It's like coming back to family,
yeah,
right?
Right. You know? The new attorney general is also a woman, too, as well. So when you look at that verse of scripture in the Bible, it says that women will rule over you. Not that there's anything wrong with women. I am a woman. But what I'm saying is the leadership should come from the men. It should be godly leadership. But we're seeing scripture come to play and come to pass in such a clear way that we need to. I'm so sick and tired of saying wake up. I mean, you can only say it so many times. Like, wake up. I mean, surely you think from one scan after another, from one lie after another, surely the people will wake up because of this. They're so involved in their own entertainment and what they're doing in their own lives that they're forgetting the most important thing, their country. I mean, everything coming down the chute right now, I could go off on a tangent here,
folks. Here, just Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted this for me to let you know that Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire voted for him. Orrin Hatch voted for him from Utah. Lindsey Graham voted for her. I'm sorry. Speaking of Loretta Lynch and her confirmation from South Carolina, Susan Collins, Maine, voted for her. Jeff Flake, Arizona, voted for her. Mark Kirk from Illinois voted for her. Robert Portman from Ohio voted for her. Thad Corcoran from Mississippi voted for her. Ron Johnson from Wisconsin voted for her. And Mitch McConnell, which they try to portray as the good guy to the conservatives. Friend.
Yep.
Also keep in mind that Mitch McConnell's family was busted. I think we're going on 2.5-3 months now. His family was busted with 90 pounds of cocaine on one of their boats. And friends, you need to understand these people are in it together. They're not stopping. The conservatives are stopping nothing because they are a part of the program. And that's what the conservatives on radio need to do, because if they don't begin to stand up and call them out for their crimes, then what's the difference between them and who they complain about?
Yeah, and that's a great point to make, because we've got quote unquote conservative Republican representation in both the House and Senate, you know, the majority, and yet they're not stopping anything. There's not anything that's being reversed right now.
No,
we're not seeing any kind of difference.
It's the same corrupt administration that's protecting them from the American people and their crimes as they are protecting, well, as we would say again, the left. But I just simply say, friends, you need to wake up. It's beyond you need to wake up. It's you need to deal with the issues at hand. And as I said over the last couple of days, and I say again, if you were to do what they were doing, you'd be thrown in prison for it. How come they're not? And that's the question that I want to lay to your candor really quick here. Folks, I also want to just if Brian can hold on just for a moment here, I want to highlight what we have going on over at the Sons of Liberty Media.com again, friends, because we just got some crazy stuff going on. And just to show you that God is not playing concerning what's going on in this country, you know, it's also interesting that in the book of Deuteronomy 28, that God said that he would appoint over those that over you that hate you, yes, and he would also appoint those that are not of you. And we can see that happening in this country today. And then he said also another, a nation would come out against you that would have no mercy. And we see that through the Islamic religion, and we see what's going on inside of the White House. And of course, they're all being used as little minions and pawns to establish a new world order, because once a new world order is established, as it goes up, obviously they're going to want to get rid of all those that compromise their positions and their treachery towards their own people. They'll get rid of them, and you know, someone's at length going to want to be in power, and they're going to be the all-controlling one. So they're going to have to kill off all these little minions that think they're having their way right now. Friends, really, prophetically, we're right on mark for judgment, and the Lord has taken it step by step to a people that at this point, you got to be honest, you got to ask yourself the question, does America at this point deserve mercy from a just and a holy God for the things that the people in this country tolerate? Folks, you got to be honest with yourself and say, Lord, you are just, and what you do, I have to agree with it. I cannot.
Well, you have to look at the fruit of the people. If you look at, like, you know, the repentance level, is there a spirit of repentance across this nation?
Zero.
Is there really a contrite heart, a mourning over
sin? I'll tell
sin?
You when there's going to be a spirit of repentance. It's when the plane goes down, and that's
right.
What America is daring the justice of God to actually do right now. America, through their apathy and tolerance, are saying to God, like the people on the Titanic saying, you know what, God himself can't even sink this ship. And that's exactly what America is doing. They're partying it down. The ship is sinking, and the American people are standing back and saying, well, you know, they got to know what they're doing. You know, they were appointed. Yeah, but the question, America, I have for you is, who appointed them? And who allowed them to be appointed? Other corrupt officials? Yes, that's exactly what we're seeing in this country, friends. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick. We have the details of this uncovered pedophile network. We'll have you demanding justice, friends. Again, just the unthinkable is happening in this country. On a better side, people in foreign lands are beginning to understand what God means when he says justice, because no fear, over 100,000 Christians rally to demand vengeance for slaughter of 30 Ethiopian Christians. Justice is the guardian of liberty, and that's how you do it. Friends, I want you to also understand that those corrupt politicians in government fear the mob. They fear the people. And I want to go back to what our forefather, the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, rightly said when he said it and what he said. He said that when the government fears the people, you have what?
Liberty.
You have liberty. When the people fear the government, you have what?
Tyranny.
You have tyranny. Why are 315 million people in this country standing down, acting fearful, being paralyzed through their fear as they're entertaining themselves at some sort of game somewhere? But they say that the government's just all too powerful now. Again, you fell for the fact that, friends, now you are ready to be ruled over because you're submitting yourself and subjugating yourself to that tyranny. I also wanted to let you know it's time to halt immigration from Muslim countries across the land. Of course we are. Of course we are. But why are the gates wide open? Why do you have an administration suing governors, throwing people in jail that oppose them? Why are they getting fake licenses in the state of California? Why are they taking jobs away from the American people? Not because tyrants said, but because God said that's what he would do to a disobedient people. Also have an apostate pastor, Tony Campolo, says Christians should vote for Hillary. Folks, the professed church in America has zero credibility. Zero credibility. Instead of them standing up against tyranny, they're actually going along with it, saying, hey, you know what? We should be voting for Hillary. Also have Battlefield America, the war on the American people, Iran's rattling sabers, Iranian warships arrived near Yemen, three Pittsburgh area high school teachers face charges concerning sex with students. I told you, friends, back in 2005 this was going to increase. We're seeing this almost on a weekly basis now where teachers are being popped for crimes against their students. But again, look at the NEA. Also have Barack Obama's family visits Mecca, shares the pure image of our great Muslim religion. Also in the Army, friends, why is the United States Army having cadets wearing women's high heels? Because they want to pervert your military, because it disarms and dismantles your military to weaken you before other countries who want to destroy you. That's why. I'm going to take a quick break. Come right back with Brian Klawitter.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I have it somewhere.
Yeah.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Well, the intolerant homo fascists are at it again, only this time they are unable to claim the status of victim. Rather, they have demonstrated a willingness to carry their crimes far beyond sodomy to vandalizing a Christian man's business. And why? Because he simply took a stand for Christian morality in his place of business. Diesel Tech owner Brian Clawitter took a stand last week, and we got him live right now for you on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right. You?
Well, I'm doing just fantastic, outside of the fact that we have some issues in this country that need to be dealt with, and the people in this country, for some reason, just want to overlook as to what we're dealing with and just, you know, hope it goes all away, Brian. And the only thing going away right now is our freedoms through the American people's tolerance. So in saying that, that's how I'm doing right now, and I'm sure you're probably feeling a little of the same due to the fact that you've been running up and been stonewalled by even your mayor and your police chief. There in Michigan. But before I get ahead of myself, why don't you go ahead and share with everybody exactly line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what transpired over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, last Tuesday morning I had made a post on Facebook, which I certainly admit I underestimated the power of, and I spoke generally, and the motivation for this post was actually from Memory's Pizza in Indiana, in a Louisiana restaurant that says, you know, they're going to give a discount for gun owners. And instead of standing behind those people, I wanted to stand beside them as a business owner. So I put a post out there speaking about, you know, being oppressed as conservative Americans. And I spoke about guns are allowed at my shop. I talked about my Christian values are going to travel through into my business and all throughout my life. And I condemned dishonesty, thievery, and immoral behavior and pointed out homosexuality, that I feel that it's wrong and it won't be tolerated displays of it in my shop. And that we're a hardworking company that's not protected by unions. We have to work for what we earn.
Mm-hmm. And in the process of that, you said the word homosexuality, and obviously the social engineers didn't like the fact that you said that, so what they had to do is they had to demonize you and polarize you. So how did that all, how'd that all work out for you?
I was immediately caught, put my guard up when I saw the headlines come out as, you know, anti-gay shop owner.
Yep.
And I thought, well, why didn't that headline read "Christian businessman stands on principles"? And so I immediately had my guard up when I saw that, and it went downhill pretty quickly. From death threats to gay pornography with my face superimposed onto them and plastered all over the internet to discredit me, to all the way through to today, to where yesterday, where we had our shop vandalized with spray paint and windows busted out and spray painting my customers' vehicles. I think they're really showing the true ugly of who they are, and there's so much ignorance I'm being exposed to, but I'm also being enlightened, more so than I maybe cared to be, but I think I need to be.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Well, this is exactly what people need to see and understand as to what these people are all about, and namely these people, these radical homosexuals, these sodomites. I'm curious, Brian, what was the feedback? What were some of the phone calls you got and some of the emails that you got from these loving, tolerant, victimized homosexuals? I'm just curious.
I don't think we can say those things on the radio.
Well, don't say them, but you can basically,
I can tell you that the portion of the society that stands against me communicates very poorly. You know, it's the F me and die bigot. It's the threats. It's we have one recording. I've saved them all. They're countless, but they would call and tell me that they hope me, my family, and my children all die and burn in hell.
Yep.
And so I figure that's a great way to communicate your position in opposition to us.
Mm-hmm.
And this all just simply standing on your Christian principles. I mean, these people almost act like you're the one that's the lawbreaker.
Well, yeah, and they're going through great lengths to try to point me out as such. They'll find the smallest thing in the package here, and I can certainly defend my position on they claim me to be an unlicensed business, and I think the Sons of Liberty would fall right in line as to why that was the way it was, but. Yeah, I've gotten calls from haters out of New York. Don't know who it was, but he very calmly and clearly explained that he's going to dedicate the next portion of his life to digging into all of my finances, my licensing, my history, and they're gonna try to find some way within the law that I'm breaking it, but they're going to fail. But just that, why would someone put so much effort into taking down an American business, and then I find out why? I see the agenda. I'm learning a lot. I'm looking behind it, and I can't believe how deep this rabbit hole goes. And I think the American people, as you've said many before, and our Christian brothers and sisters need to wake up. They need to start looking beyond their peripheral vision and turn around and look what's behind them.
Yeah. Brian, how's the state-controlled media? How they been treating you?
they're making me into a martyr, I think.
Yeah. Well, they're attempting to, but see, that's how ministries are birthed. See, Christ said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. And see, the fact of the matter is what they're having problems with right now, Brian, is the fact that you're not rolling over. You're actually standing up. And when you begin to stand up, guess what? They don't know how to respond, because the only thing they know how to do is shout and shoot and attempt to demonize you to get everybody to believe that you're some big bad guy going after these poor, innocent, radical homosexuals. Now, I say that for the very purpose that I'm online right now. We're doing live radio here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com, and I'm looking at some of the pictures of a van where it looks like somebody spray-painted queers on a van, and as I scroll down just a little bit, it says, I love with a big heart and nuts, and then it has another picture of two males spray-painted on, it looks like a pretty nice red truck, and then it says, bash back. Now, Now, I'm curious, is this the love and tolerant community that we've been led to believe that is so loving and so tolerant through the state-controlled media? Because as I scroll down, I see more. I see broken windows now, and I see broken glass on the floor, and then I see another broken window, and then look at this. Wow. Isn't that beautiful? Looked like you had an artist actually spray painting those beautiful trucks you had in your shop or outside your shop there. Who did all that?
Well, if you ask them, we did it to ourselves to blame it on them.
Really?
Yeah, that's the consensus is that we're making up the death threats. They're not real.
Oh, my God.
We vandalized our own business.
Doing
that to get attention.
Oh, my goodness.
Brian, I'd like to make a point here, too, as well, because, first of all, I saw your news piece and your news clip, and as you mentioned, in your Facebook post, you condemned all sorts of immorality, dishonesty, theft, so on and so forth. So immorality would be, you know, fornication, sex outside of marriage, adultery. Now, you didn't see, like, this bashback from all liars in the world or all thieves in the world or the fornicator or the adulterer. You're seeing a specific tirade coming against you from the homosexuals when homosexuality was only a part of what you condemned as a Christian and having your Christian principles. And when I'm looking at all these pictures here, Bradley's got them on the screen, of the vandalization, the broken windows, so on and so forth. I mean, we want to talk about hate crimes. You know, all crime is motivated by hate, but this is, they express themselves, the very thing that you are talking about, that we have talked about in the Sons of Liberty for years, is the fact that these quote-unquote loving, tolerant homosexuals who are the victims and just want their rights, if you do not agree with their lifestyle, they will threaten you, they will tell you and your family to burn in hell, they will vandalize you, they will come out against you, they will dedicate portions of their lives to seeing you go down. This is the measure of their resolve and what we're seeing, and if the American people as a whole are not outraged by this to do something about it, I don't know what's going to wake them up.
Well, and I think, Brian, too, it's important because I'm looking at one particular picture right now. By the way, this is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The article's called Intolerant Homofascists Vandalize Christian Business for Owners Stand Against Immorality. It's an exclusive written by Tim Brown over there, but I noticed on one of these particular pictures, Brian, it actually says bash back. Now, I do know a group in Michigan that, you know, they're known for breaking into churches, pushing the preachers out of the pulpit and making out, and I also know that there's another picture out there of these bash back guys that are actually out there. They're homosexual, young homosexuals, and they carry these signs that say, these homo fascists kill. Is this the same group?
I don't know, and I can't tell you that the police are doing much to look into that, but I can tell you that when I didn't know who they were, I had only dug into the rabbit hole so far and found out that that is actually a militant group, and then when I told the police chief about it, he almost laughed at me thinking that, right, a militant group of homosexuals.
Okay, whoa. Hold up a second, Brian. Hang on a second, Brian. So we took it a step further. You actually went to the police, and wasn't the mayor involved in that conversation as well?
Yes, I sat down with the mayor and the police chief in a meeting with the three of us.
Okay, and how did that transpire?
I think I rocked them back on their heels a little bit. I didn't go in there with a hateful attitude. I was frustrated. I had questions about why the rocks that were thrown in through my window weren't collected as evidence and even attempted to have fingerprints lifted. The windshields of these trucks were spray painted. They're 4 feet off the ground. If you're going to spray paint a windshield, where's your other hand?
Yeah.
Because the police chief was talking about that he needed a smooth surface to lift a print. I said, what about paint on a truck?
Yeah.
And it's really disappointing just to see the absolute lack of, they didn't look in the bushes or the weeds for spray cans. They didn't look in my trash can. I actually had Tim from Sons of Liberty Media there, when talking to him, he said, hey, check your trash can. I'm like, why does Tim from Sons of Liberty Media and a diesel mechanic know more about law enforcement than these people?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe because they want to turn the other cheek and not get involved because they're afraid of the state-controlled media as well?
I truly believe it's out of ignorance. I think they choose to believe that or to not believe what's going on around them. And I think if they really feel strongly enough that it's not actually happening, that it won't be.
Yeah, so some, they're like in some delusional world.
But you folks were just speaking a minute ago that, you know, a lot of these people that speak against us, they want to bring up, they want to take the battlefront on the Bible, and they want to talk about other sins.
Yeah, hey Brian, I got to take a quick break. I'm going to pull you back up on the other side. Make the point that you're making right now, and I also want to ask you, where are things at today, and what is it that you would tell the American people as to what you're going through and what they should do? We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and From Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Michael Swift's Homosexual Manifesto, which was interjected into the congressional record in 1987, the first thing they said was that they shall sodomize your sons. It goes on and on and on. And I look down towards the bottom, it says, all homosexuals must stand together as brothers. We must be united artistically, philosophically, socially, politically, and financially. We will triumph only when we present a common face to the vicious heterosexual enemy. If you dare to cry faggot, fairy, queer at us, we will stab you in your cowardly heart and defile your dead, puny bodies. Wow, talking about threatening. And we also know, going back to something Mr. Brian Clawitter said from Diesel Tech in Michigan, who's been violated big time. If you'd like to see this, friends, just go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's an exclusive article done by Tim Brown. Intolerant homofascists vandalize Christian business for owners stand against immorality. And it's interesting what they have done to his shop, friends. Look at the pictures. It is appalling to to say the least. Now, coming back to you again, Brian, I mean, there's so much to say. You had said something earlier about how they're trying to blame you for actually creating the crime. Well, if you go online, you're seeing that the radical sodomites are being exposed for doing the very thing that they're accusing you of. But again, this is totalitarian methods. It shows you that they're reprobate. It shows you that they're backwards. It shows you that they're at war with God. And I just want to let everybody know for the record, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. So just give it a little time and watch God vindicate the situation, because he will sooner or later be vindicated, and you'll see it with your own eyes. Let's go back to you, Brian. So what was it exactly that you were saying during the last segment right before the break?
Well, something that I've noticed is significant in their argument is that they want to throw sin back at us as we condemn them for being sinners, and they want to throw back as, well, would you not tolerate this sin or this sin in your shop? And the fact of the matter is, no, I wouldn't tolerate sin in my shop. But I think the point that they're missing is that they continue to live in sin day after day after day. We are to repent and move away from sin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the people need to know that, you know, wisdom that I've been given by people much smarter than me is it is never too late to start doing the right thing and to start living in the ways of Christ. You're never too lost. And I don't think any homosexual out there should feel that they're done in. There's never a time that it's too late for them to stop and move away from their sin.
That's right, but it's up to them to do that. And see, the problem is the Bible says in John 3:18 that he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And why? This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. There's a reason, Brian, they're called crimes against nature. And when you look at state statute, if you have your radio on in the background, Brian, can you turn it down, please?
I'm in the truck. I haven't changed anything.
Oh, okay. It must be the phone then. I'm sorry. But what it comes down to is at all length, they want to rule the roost. And when you read the Homosexual Manifesto, you'll see the heart exactly as to what they mean to do and what they want to do. And the only way that they're going to have their way is if they get the American people to believe that they're the victim. But if you look at other nations that have normalized their crimes against heaven, I'll tell you what, you can see mask off real quick, and you can see what it's really about. I could even take you down the road for the next 3 or 4 hours talking about the crimes of the sodomites in the United States, namely in the government. But for the sake of time, I want to come back to you. And I just wanted to let you know that Scripture says, again, the final say is the rock. And who is the rock? We put our feet upon the rock of Christ. He said, therefore, that settles everything. He is the one that said, this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. It's idolatry. It shows you that they're at war with God. And as I was talking about a couple minutes ago concerning statute, when you look at state statute, you will see verbatim, line upon line, that it lines up with Scripture when they call them crimes against nature. And you'll understand when they attack you why this has been illegal in this country from the very inception of this country. Because
well,
they're on God's side.
Romans 1 talks about we will be turned over to our reprobate thinking.
That's right.
It's not a possibility. It's like we are forewarned that we will be turned over to that. And I would encourage anyone to read Romans 1. I think it talks a lot about what we're talking about today. And it also says that, you know, their hearts will be darkened.
Yeah,
they'll have difficulty seeing.
Well, that's right. But we're talking about a people that could be transported to the sun, Brian, and they still wouldn't see the light. It's because they don't want to see the light. And that's what we're dealing with today. They want to do what they want to do without consequence, and that's the humor of the whole thing. And that's the sad story that they're going to have to tell on the Day of Judgment, because they've been told, they've been warned, and they've rejected the truth to their own demise. So they made their own choice, Deuteronomy 30:19. Let's get back to this really quick, Brian, because what I want to do is I want to see, how has the church been supporting what's been going on with you and your business?
My wife and I have been members of a local church for almost 10 years, and as soon as this popped off, they have shied away from us. They've made it clear that they don't want any part of it. It's really been a bit hurtful.
Okay.
Where's the love? What I want to know. Where's the love? And if they love God so much, why aren't they obeying his commandments to preach out against sin? You know, like repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Isn't that their message? But see, because they haven't been giving their message, when the enemy comes to assail them and to conquer them, then they turn and tuck tail. Well, what's their relevance?
Yeah.
There's no relevance here anymore.
You know, Brian, it's a sad case.
There's no credibility.
Yeah, you're going to find that when the fire really comes, you find out who your true friends are and who are not your true friends. And it's just appalling when you see a church who is supposed to represent Jesus Christ backing away from the truth because they're not willing to suffer anything for the same Christ that suffered all for them, died on the cross for them, forgave them of their sin, but yet they don't want to stand upon his truth because it might cost them a little something. Well, on the day of judgment, you know, the Lord came to separate the sheep from the goats. You find out real quickly who's really Christ and who's really not, and you're judging them according to Scripture, by their fruits, what they're standing on, what their actions have shown that they're willing to stand for. And when you're not willing to suffer a little loss for your faith, and that tells me that you do not have a faith at all.
That's right.
And it is a very hurtful position to be in when you see people who you think you could count on, you know, who are in the fight with you, are supposedly your friends, you know, supposedly true Christians, when they step away or they back off because they see that, you know what, it's just a little too hot for me. It's unfortunate, but you know what? Praise God that you and your wife are standing. Amen.
Amen. We're talking to Brian Clawitter from Diesel Tech in Michigan. Folks, if you'd like to see the pictures of what's taking place at his place of business, go to the Sons of Liberty Media. Intolerant homo fascists vandalize Christian business for owner's stand against immorality. Brian, we got about 2 minutes. I'll give you the last 2 minutes. What is it that you would want to say to the American people concerning what's going on today?
I think that we need to, I've had a lot of people call me, email me, they want to reach out and they want to say that they're standing with me or standing behind me, and I just want to encourage them. I need you standing next to me. We as a nation have got to stand together, and we've got to start, you know, stop arguing about the little things, and that if we would all realize that we deserve nothing short of death, and that everything else we achieve is by the grace of God, and that our rewards are not of this earth, I think that our brothers and sisters can take a lot more powerful stance against the evil that's right in front of us.
Amen.
And you brought up a great point, too, Brian. If people want to encourage you, stand next to you, be a part of you, you know, going through this, how do they get a hold of you, Brian?
We are able to get through the email that's listed on our website.
Okay.
There is a lot of trash coming through there, but we're able to filter through that pretty good. I would recommend putting in the subject line something that will grab our attention because there's hundreds.
Okay.
Not thousands of emails.
Yeah, now do be encouraged because you do need to understand that they have a Facebook has 28 likes on it. That's how many people hate you, Brian. So here again we have America standing down in their silence. All 315 million of them, or a good portion of them, while one of their brothers is getting beat up by a small population, all 28 of them. And that's what they're running from. That's what they're capitulating from, Brian, is all 28 radical homosexuals that just hate your guts. What I want you to know is those hundreds of emails that are coming through, rest assured it's coming from the same handful of people because we've uncovered them over and over and over and over again, and that's exactly what they found. What we found is because they don't have the support, they have to create it so it looks like they have all the support when, in fact, my friends, they don't have the support whatsoever. We appreciate your time. Brian Clawitter from Diesel Tech. Check him out online, friends. And again, thank you for your time, Brian, and thanks for telling your story
and
with us.
You and your wife, keep standing. We are standing next to you, as you said. Amen.
Thank you.
Yep, we'll talk
Thank
to you soon, Brian.
Well, I just want to say, you know, we're here at the Sons of Liberty, not only we're encouraging those who are going through the tough times, not we're just encouraging them, but we're standing next to them. We know what it's like to have those death threats and to have all those things come against
you. A bomb threat.
Yeah, for standing for the truth.
They want to have sex with us. They want to, you know, put our house up online.
Yeah.
They want to put words into our mouth. They want to play the victims. It's incredible. I mean, when he was talking about what they said to him, I could go on
Oh, I know.
For an
and
hour.
When he had said you can't say those things on the radio, it's exactly
right,
because they're so vulgar.
Well, you can't even think the things up these devils think.
Well,
up.
The point is when he's talking about their argument, they don't have any kind of...
There is no argument.
There is no argument,
no.
Of course, but because they have no argument, all they can do is just throw,
shout and shoot
and call you names. But please do support what we're doing. We need your support. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty. Give a secure donation. We cannot do this without your support.
Amen. First down, 3:18. Talk to you soon.
See
you.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.